You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Okay, we're in the live stream. Stream bot. Two green lights. Anything there? John LeBon as moderator. Typo as moderator. I'm sure we'll have some movement soon. It's now 3:33. The Fakeologist hangout. Typo knocking out tunes in there. I was in there with him, but I got a bit too drunk, so I left. So we're going to see what happens next. There's a few yellows. Sushi, Lumberjack, Bullion, it's me. I would ban me, by the way. Rebooting Christianity. Let's see. We're going to mute. See if anyone comes in. Hello, so it's 3:36. It's the 25th of June, 2017. It's Sunday morning. Yeah, it's a little bitty. I've only got a few six over state. I won't be up long, but I was just trying to explain to the typo there that the Twin Towers falling was not for a white man to see. And I'm trying to explain that the Western civilization needed to take over the Eastern, or the fucking, whatever you want to call it, the Muslim fundamentalist, bollocks, whatever. Needed to get a TV in every home for them to see the Twin Towers falling. Hence, that's why it was a fake. It was a bit annoying because he wasn't able to let me speak for a while. I had to raise my voice. Hence why beer that I've drank for the past 3 hours has not really worked. So I'm a bit irate. So yeah, so it might be what's called a fucking angry cast, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so the Twin Towers falling was not for the white man to see. Don't get me wrong, we all seen it, but it was for the fucking people in the brown countries who all have tellies. You know, they have something emblazoned in the brain. Say, oh yes, this is why we're the way we are now. Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty much what it was. It wasn't a case of becoming in here trying to be clever or anything like that. And see, there's lots of green lights about, so it'd be nice if someone else could come in and talk. But yeah, it's a bit daft that no one's coming and, you know, keeps emphasising that point. It would be nice because I'm skirting around facts, and it's nice having a laugh and a joke. But every now and again, you need to do a calling and get some information out there. So there you go. So if anyone thinks that the Twin Towers falling was meant for anyone fucking watching it on telly in America or England, then you're surely mistaken. It's for the rest of the world. Okay, cheers, Ab. You've changed my life, my mate. Thank you for everything you've done. Same with a lot of people in here, especially Del, Pete, John. A lot of you, John, your gravity work was amazing. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to head down now because I was annoyed. All right. Take care. Hello, this is live stream chat. You're listening to Napoleon Wilson. This is Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. If anyone wants to pop in, have a bit of a chat. I won't mind banging out a few ideas. Hopefully John's listening. I want to see what you think about the idea of, obviously, 911 being not for Western eyes, being for the Eastern eyes. So you think it's been pretty obvious since day one. Much thinking about immigration now, so you've had a chance to think about it for a bit. See your views have changed. Feel a little bit sad, mate. I'd like to hear from you. Put it in mainstream chat because I'm just talking. There's no one else about. Also, anyone got any ideas on America and how it's changed in the past 20 years? And, what's next? We can keep fucking rehashing things and see where we're getting to, but personally, I'd rather see what we've done, you know, because this truth movement, like you say, John, it's pretty much bollocks. the only voice I can hear on the internet, which is any good, is pretty much Ab and anyone associated with him, including Chris Hulksbusters. So, anyone out there wants to come in and have a little chat. Like I say, I'm not a discussion, I'm not a brain or anything like that, but, you know, I'm willing to listen. If anyone's got anything going on. If you're not, not a problem. And just carry on. But, no, sort of at a point tonight where I'd like to see if there's anything in the pipeline, anything going to change, any new ideas. So, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ab. I'm being dead honest now. Now, Ab's put this fucking thing up for you. No one's entering into it. I'm a fucking idiot. Right, and even I think I have something to say. So if you're being incredulous or being scared or thinking that I'm keeping this information for myself. No, if you're on here now and you're not doing anything, come in and let's try and hash some out here, because at the end of the day, Ab's done all this. There's money come out of his pocket. There's beer involved here, gents. You know, this isn't no small thing. He's addressing everything and he's putting this forum up for us. So, yeah, let's get in. Let's not have any dead air time considering how many people are in this place. And the amount of time that Ab comes in and comes back out and comes back in. He's like a fucking player football manager. He's doing more than enough. He's doing more than enough. Trust me. Please, anyone, come in here and say hello. That'd be nice. And give the two penneth of what they think's going on in the world or what think happened in the world or anything at all. And that's not just because I'm annoyed. Just because it's time. So if it's only, was it 3:46 in the morning UK time? I don't know what time that is in fucking anywhere it is on the flat plane. It is flat. So don't start going on about the ball. Fuck me. Right. Okay. Anyone about? By the way, you can be as nice and as pleasant as you want. Because once you come in, I will just mute. Okay. So we're back now. We're in a Fakeologist live stream chat. It's now 3:53. No one's popped in. I'm at 3:53 a.m. in the morning. I should be asleep, but we've got a post here. It's Grenfell Towers was being used as a refugee holding centre. There are several of these around London. They comprise of cheap hotels, ex-hotels and apartment blocks not fit for human inhabitation. Generally, while in London, I met a man and his children who were incarcerated in one of these facilities, signing and out security guards. The lot. He was then housed in a low-life, high-rise block where he was abused to the point of actually having to leave the country. The people inside these facilities are there awaiting the results of their refugee status claims, and those who have passed are awaiting social housing. Some are sent back to their own countries to another country, which will accept them. So maybe Sweden, maybe somewhere, not sure. So, you know, it seems to be the money-making scandal. Some are sent back to their own country, some are sent back to another country, we'll accept them, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise they get housed across London's boroughs. Others move to other parts of the UK. Yep, seen that as well. And Ireland locals would see different people coming in and out of the flats. Okay, so we've got the idea there that this Grenfell flat could be pretty much a halfway house. Okay, the next paragraph. So at the time when it was convenient, when empty, the refugees, the ACME disaster call, blah, 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 ACME, moving fire specialist, light the place up, 1 a.m, moves the service turn up, going to disaster mode. Story is given out to the media. Scum, what can you call them? The scum? Scum, yeah, pretty much. Story is given to the scum, and they persist to get it across to us. Yeah, pretty much. Next line. I went to the London Fire website to see the initial reports of the fire. There aren't any. It goes straight to an update. And guess what? The previous incident was Finsbury Park. Other than that, all right. So what it's saying there is we've got one fire evacuation call, and then we've not got anything until Finsbury Park. Now, apparently, there's 600 calls in the meantime. So, you know, maybe there should have been a couple of calls from maybe anonymous places saying it was somewhere else. I did see a fire somewhere else. So the fact that people were so specific on the day, maybe, is what he's pointing out there. I'm unsure. I'm really unsure. I don't know. I've had a pint, so I might be reading it wrong. Yeah. There's some definite fuckery going around with that. Okay. So it's now 3:56. Sorry about this. I'll keep popping in, but, there should have been someone coming here now and said that, considering you put on this option for people to come in, mate, and talk. Okay. Hello, it's me again. I've gone live because I can see uninstall there. He's clever. Uninstall, get in here and basically explain why fucking 911 wasn't for us. It was for fucking the Muslims. To give them something to hang on to. Who's going to come up against the biggest country going unless you've got a fucking burning effigy to go, oh, the fundamentalism is rising. So someone come on and explain this, because I tell you what, it's annoying me now. Okay. So we'll start going through stuff again. Right, so we've had 911. We know it was fake. We know no one died. Most of the people carrying on the perpetrators of the lies are from America. Most of the gatekeepers, most of the ringleaders from America. There's no one from other countries coming to this country going, ooh. But you do get people saying, oh, it's Israeli intelligence. No, don't even need to put it at that level. It doesn't need to be that clever anymore. It's just simple countries and rhetoric and dialect. It doesn't need to be any further. It's people in America think Russia is bad. It's been that way for years. It's still that way. The conspiracy theory is no, Russia's the same as us. Nevertheless, they still fall for the language. Some of the Trump supporters are falling back into that. Everybody's falling back into the insane trap they fell into. Let's reiterate what 911 was. Let's go over it. Let's hash it out. Let's make sure people know. Because there's people on this fucking website. Sorry, Ab.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't understand what went on. It was the biggest fucking shift of power going. You've changed the powers. There's no longer a you, your country. Now you're in someone else's country. And their country wants your country. People coming into your country want your money. They're not racist. They're not angry. They've been moved. They don't need to leave. They have to leave. There's weird things going on. And yet, there's people out there still being patriots. How the fuck can you have any jingoism left in you? You know this is wrong. I don't care if I'm live. He never does, but sadly he will cut this. There's people out there who think that they're on air, and because they're a part of the Fakeologist website and coming on air, speaking truth. No. This site wasn't invented for that. This site wasn't invented for people coming on talking about fucking granddaddy hoaxes and fucking churches of bullshit, right? This was to come on here and say that this is wrong. I'm not having a pop at anyone else there. What I mean is these are interesting facts that I really want to look into. But, you know, we certainly do need to hash out the big thing first, right? Whatever happens over here is not for us. It's for the people watching. Whatever happens over there is for the people watching. That's the way the intelligence has been split for the past 60 years. Why don't we think that's the way the media's changed or passed out? Of course it is. It's wrong. Let's fucking do this now, because I'm getting annoyed. And I've only been part of this for 2 or 3 years. And, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go on mute again, because at the end of the day, it's just bollocks.
You're not listening to an hour of Fakeologist. Look, you're not listening to it. You're only listening to me asking Napoleon. As a moderator, I'm asking Napoleon, whatever his name is, what on earth he thinks he's doing in the audio chat live stream at this time in the morning, knowing full well that there are no radio rollos to be had. That's it. So I will not abuse my power as a moderator. But just a friendly, you know what I mean. I don't know what you're doing in there. There will be no rollo. Radio rollo's cancelled. There's nobody. There'll be nobody chipping in at this time of night. So I suggest you get a bit of rest. Get a bit of rest for the, the coming, we've been listening to about 2.5 minutes of, I'm in the UK, what's your name? I've forgotten. Me, in the UK on Fakeologist Radio, on fakeologist.com. But it's not really. That's not a bumper, no excuse. Get in the audio chat, get out. No. Oh, they'll boot ya. Ah. No, I mean it as well. You have 35, well, I didn't say 35. Where did you get that from, Chris? Sound like a fascist. I remember that science fiction film that you watched. Peter Weir. That's the only thing I can remember it. Not Peter Weir. Peter somebody. Yeah, you got 30 seconds to comply. Otherwise, Napoleon, we, oh, I don't know if he'd salute you. It'd be a bit odd, wouldn't it? Saluting people called Napoleon. Not my nature, I know that. But yeah, you're in the, you're falling asleep. Luckily, you're muted and you're not echoing. But no, there's nobody about this time of night. So, well, this time of day. So if you're hanging around to discuss the latest faker, price of asbestos, because, well, I forget about it. Saturn. I don't count the cost of these things. But fireproof clamber. Cheaper to give everybody a... I put sprinklers in. Fucking hell. Imagine turning sprinklers on. But yeah, if you've fallen asleep, this is neither the time or the place. So, it's fair warning. I'm not one to throw my moderating players. Well, as a moderator, I'm fairly moderate. But this far and no further. Consider this a line drawn in the ether. And this far and no further. You fail to respond. So I'll be using some of the I've been my superpowers. And you're just playing dumb there, Napoleon. Or have you got a point to make? I'll take that as a no then. Live on air. Get in the booth. Out of the audio chat. Try and make it up to you tomorrow. I'll give you, well, not a big kiss. Yes, a good capitalize it. Put the cap locks up. You might even get two. But you're certainly getting booted out now. Giving the wrong impression to anybody that wants to dive into the audio chat live. Could be a busy day today as well. All kinds of things been going on in the world. And doesn't seem like you're doing any research. Seems like you're falling fast asleep. Delegating you, well, not delegating, what's it called? Do something with it, anyway. You're not doing what you should be doing, which is, well, what you should be doing. You don't do the weather, do you, Tony? But you could do, rather than doing nothing. So, that's it. Don't play Bob Dylan, Idiot Wing. Doesn't seem there's a decent, that's it for him. Doesn't seem as a version that's, well, in time. Seems to be singing it too slowly, the only version I've got. Napoleon Wilson. I'm loath to shout, and I might have to... Napoleon Wilson, will you wake up? I'm booting him. You know what? I'm not a monster. My action could be considered monstrous. I'd move to. Oh, yeah. I had a bit of that the other day, getting moved around. So, let's nudge him over into the main show live stream. He'll wake up and he'll wonder what the fuck's going on. There's no Rolo. There's nobody. And you're asleep as well. Oh, I can verify him. He is verified. I've seen one. You should become a moderator and then you kick yourself out. I've had to do it once or twice. And I'll probably have to do it again in the future. This is just not good enough, Napoleon Wilson. It's not a contribution. Sleeping in the live stream is not a contribution. Waiting for somebody to turn up. South Korea. Not the right way to go about things. Where is it then? Invite to server, mute user volume, mention. I'll mention you, fuck. Well, I didn't mean that. You're not a fucker. But I will mention you. You're in the live stream. You're asleep. Are you asleep? I wish I'd never mentioned you now. I just wish I'd have kicked you. I don't know what I'm getting at. Napoleon Wilson, 6'8". You'd like to mention him. You're asleep. Wake up. Look, you know, every fakeologist online at the moment should dive into the audio chat, mute themselves, then unmute themselves, and then in one... I don't even know what that is. But everybody at once, in unison, in harmony, in perfect harmony, everybody just tell you, fucking wake up and get out of here. Good God. You've not even gone to the fridge, have you? You've been back by now if you'd gone to the fridge. Sorry about this. Somewhere nice and quiet we can move in. Room 33 is a bit hard. I'll put him in the lobby. Might wake up. You're going in the lobby, Napoleon. Not because of anything, it's just you could bugger things up. You could be streaming and nothing's happening. There's nothing worse than streaming silence, as far as I can work out. Why stream silence when you can just not listen to things? Right, you're going in the lobby. Sorry about that. Dear listener, if you tuned in, hoping to hear Napoleon's, Wilson's take on the latest... comings and goings, well, you know what I mean. He's not up to it. He's not fit for purpose. Seems as though he's fallen asleep. So I'll be wishing you a good night and hoping that Rolo will be back. I know 9/11 is longer away than 11th of the 9th, which is how I prefer to look at it. This is not so far, scant 8 weeks, possibly 3 months. But yeah, looking forward to that day. Keep them peeled. No, that's not wrong. Get on, mate. Right, you got to hang up. There you go.
Hi, this is Yesarian, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.